From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a young boy runs away from home and into a story that makes national news when he sneaks onto an airplane to make his getaway. Luke Burbank reports.
First, Senator Clinton, welcome to L.A. The campaign that calls itself Hillary is in Los Angeles today, making speeches, raising money, probably trying to settle the political storm that broke out yesterday.
The New York Times ran a column by Maureen Dowd quoting Mr. Hollywood Democrat producer David Geffen very publicly raising doubts about her candidacy and her character. He called both Clintons liars. Earlier this week, when Senator Barack Obama was in town, David Geffen helped raise more than $1 million for him.
Senator Clinton's campaign now says he should give back the money and rebuke Mr. Hollywood. Senator Obama has done neither. We're joined by Marty Kaplan. He's a professor at the USC Annenberg School of Communication and a former Democratic politico. Marty Kaplan, welcome to the program.
Hi.
The things that David Geffen says, or that Maureen Dowd quotes, Hillary Clinton is so ambitious and calculating she puts people off, her husband is reckless, aren't these the exact real fears of many Democrats about her candidacy?
I think they're more afraid of what she will do when she's faced with those charges. In some ways, the primary season is a dry run for the general election, an audition for being swift-voted. So she's faced, sooner than anyone would have expected, with the kind of punch that requires a counterpunch to prove that all of her baggage, all of her problems won't stop her from winning.
And Senator Obama, how about his play on this? He's made such a point of new politics. Maybe he should disavow David Geffen's remarks.
If we get into the disavowal game, there probably will be no one left standing. The challenge for Obama is to remind people of Hillary Clinton's bigger problem, which is her stand on Iraq. She's tied up in a pretzel, and Obama has the strength of being clearest, along with Edwards, on that front. So the real issue isn't so much who you're going to disavow and who your supporters are, it's rather where are you on the war, and this is a proxy fight to get at that.
Marty Kaplan, thank you.
Thank you.
We're joined now by Arianna Huffington. She's the creator of the political blog The Huffington Post. Hi, Arianna.
Hi.
Well, you know this world pretty well. Were you actually at the Geffen fundraiser for Senator Obama?
Yes, I was. What I find fascinating is the overreaction from the Clinton camp, sending out a press release before the sun was up, as the New York Times puts it this morning, to basically ask the Obama campaign to remove a man who has no official role in the campaign. And on top of it, calling him the campaign finance chair, which was just direct distortion of his role, which was to be one of the co-hosts of one event which is over. And that was an attempt to really take some of the polish off Obama and make him appear like a mudslinging politician, even though the remarks had nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm. And what's the fallout in Hollywood? Hillary is in town today, presumably seeking the kind of cash that Obama received earlier this week. Are people choosing sides now, and what are they saying about this spat?
Hollywood is in a quandary. There are many long-standing ties to the Clintons here. And as a result, you have the feeling in many of my conversations that there are people who feel married to the Clintons but are in love with Obama. So for the time being, they're handling that by contributing to both and hoping that something will sort itself out before they have to make a real decision.
Arianna, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Arianna Huffington, creator of the political blog The Huffington Post.
And now to Slate political writer John Dickerson. John, welcome back. And you have a piece up on Slate today saying Hillary actually won this round.
Well, yes. I think it's a close call, but I think she won because essentially Obama has been going out wowing these crowds by saying, I'm going to run against slash and burn politics. I'm going to offer you a new hopeful politics. What the Clinton campaign did is try to draw him into a tit-for-tat fight over these Geffen remarks. The Obama campaign responded to the Clinton campaign. The spokesman for the Obama campaign brought up the Lincoln bedroom visits at the White House, which there was a fundraising scandal about the Clintons selling, essentially, stays in the Lincoln bedroom to raise money for the Democratic Party. And so what we see here now is a little gutter fight, and it's not going to change the world, but by drawing Obama into a gutter fight, the Clinton campaign has brought him onto their turf. They know how to fight like this. Obama, his whole narrative is, let's be done with that. But by drawing him into this fight, they bring him into the gutter with them.
John Dickerson from Slate. John, thanks again.
Thank you.